Hey guys, this is Steli FD and Heaton Shah. Welcome to the Startup Chat Podcast.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Another beautiful episode. Heaton, my man, how are you doing?
Can't complain. That's what I'm going to say every time you ask
me. Every time I ask, you're like, can't complain.
But do you know why? It's because nobody's listening.
When somebody asks that question, what do you mean?
Well, someone asks it and I say, no. Here's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
When somebody asks a question, I go, I can't complain. And then a few seconds later, I go, because nobody's listening. It's great.
Okay. I got it now. Well, let me just say, for some people that listen to the episode we recorded about kind of background and context on how we're doing the podcast, we said that we're recording three podcasts because we do 20 minutes for an hour, so we do three episodes every recording session. So the last recording we just finished and we're like, what's the next topic we want to do? Because that's another kind of insight or background information. We usually don't know what we're going to talk about until we start recording or just a second before we go, do you have a topic? And Heaton goes, I have something. Hit record button. And then we get started. And now we were like, we don't have a record button. And somebody goes, well, maybe we just do two episodes today. Fuck no, we're going to do three. Right? That's it. When you commit, there's only one direction. All right. So the thing we want to talk about in today's episode is work-life balance and what our tactics and strategies and philosophies are on this. That's a beautiful topic. So I'm really interested to hear what you have to say, Heaton. Now, for context, we're both, we've been both founders multiple times, but today we're both married, we have children, both yep. two. So this is especially interesting, maybe also for people that have kind of, a life beyond work that needs to be balanced. But I think that most of the strategies probably would have applied to myself even without children and a family. But let's talk about it. How do you think about work-life balance? How do you maintain it if you do? What are your strategies, your tactics, your thoughts on that, Heaton?
Yeah, this question. I think as with a lot of things, it actually has to do a lot with your personality and your relationships. So at work, you have relationships. And in life, I guess, although they're both the same in a lot of ways, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
But in life, you have relationships too, right? So regardless of whether you're married, dating, whatever it is, you have work and you have life. And I think this idea of balance is probably the first thing I would hit on and say, like, I'm not really sure if you're, a founder having a startup or even your own business or thinking about it, or even if you're a team member in a company, if the balance is really the right way to think about it anymore. And I don't know the history of how work-life balance came up, but I can remember the term from when I was like, barely when I could understand things, I started hearing this term. And so I've got an issue with calling it balance. I think that naturally you are going to be unbalanced when you're really that dedicated to building a business. And so the way I like to think about it is more like just asking myself regularly. One thing that I do is just ask myself regularly: Am I spending enough time with the people that matter, whether it's people at work or people in life, so to speak? And that really helps me really reshape things or rejigger things or tune things if I need to. That's the simplest thing I do.
I love that. I heard somebody talk once about like work-life balance. It needs to just be life balance, right? Because
right.
work is part of life. How is work not like life, that. Right? So yeah. This is just about life balance. Another way of thinking of it, balance is just, I think it's a good metaphor for people. It probably came up because there's these two sides that a lot of people feel like tearing at them and pulling at you in different directions. There's your family and there's work. So you're like, how do I keep this back and forth at a certain balanced way, but I don't like thinking of it as a conflict or as two sides that are weight, right? I like life balance. I like life happiness. Like, how do I am I happy right now? How can I maintain happiness? Am I fulfilled? Fulfillment is another interesting one of thinking of it versus just happy and being productive. That, to me, that's another interesting angle where it's not about how much I work or how much I'm at home, is how productive do I feel in general in life? And productive in the sense of, is the time I have that I spent today doing things, interacting with people, am I spending that time in a way that seems meaningful, right? And that seems to be creating value in the world. Doesn't matter if I spend time with my children or if I'm at work doing a meeting, do I feel productive, right? It makes a big difference in the way that I think about this. But I want to give a little bit of context on my evolution on this, because for most of my career as an entrepreneur, I thought that there is no thing. Balance is bullshit. Burnout is bullshit. Burnout, I was like, burnout, give me a fucking break. This is just for weak people that need a way out. This is like, we invented this concept. It's called burnout. It's for people that work really, really hard and don't want to do that anymore. And I was so judgmental on this. And when I came to the Valley, I thought the way to be successful would be to work 17 hours a day, 7 days a week, no breaks, no vacations, no parties, no nothing. Eat pizza and burgers and drink, you know, about 12 cans of Red Bull every single day. No, I'm not shitting you. For the first 4 years, that's what my life looked like in Silicon Valley. Wow. And work, now mind you, work 17 hours a day means I was just sitting in front of a laptop, right? We both know it's impossible to be productive for 17 hours a day, 7 days
totally.
A week.
Totally, yeah.
Right? But I needed to be in front of a computer to feel like I'm working, and it needed to be painful for me to feel like I'm on my way. I was like, that's the dedication that I have to bring to make it. And the crazy thing is I became less and less productive, obviously, right? I became more and more depressed without realizing it. And I made everybody else in my team follow my lead. Right? I never told anyone it's not okay to take a break or a vacation. But every time somebody came to me and said, hey, Stella, I'm going to go to this party this weekend, I said yes, but my body language and my tonality was disapproving, right? Just like a parent that looks at you and goes, yeah, sure, you can do that. But you can tell, you can feel the disapproval and that you disappointed someone. So people, after feeling really horrible for doing these things, although I said it's okay, they stopped doing them, right? All of a sudden, we all had no life. We all were overweight. We all were living really unhealthy, and we all were unproductive, right? And that was kind of our roadmap to like making ourselves just, you know, horribly depressed and unhappy and unproductive. Anyways, so eventually that business had to die. And I remember talking to the three founders of Heroku. Heroku is the company that sold to Salesforce eventually, kind of a platform that allows you to deploy and develop applications where they just manage everything. Anyways, these guys sold their company for over $200 million. And I met with them. And it was right around after my first failure. And literally every single thing they said blew my mind. Just my mind was exploding because they're approach to life and work was completely opposite. So here's a few things they said that just made me go, holy shit, I might have to reevaluate the way I think about work. Number one, they were telling me they're not working more than 4 to 5 hours a day. I was like, my head was like exploding. What? Second thing they said was they were like, we never work on something if it's hard. And I was like, what? What is that? Like, it makes no sense. I always just wanted to work on things that are hard as an entrepreneur. They're like, no. Listen, Sally, if something is hard, it's just a red flag. It's a signal that either it's not the right time to work on it, we're not the right people to work on it, or we don't have the right approach or the right tactic to work on it. Here's what happens. If something is really hard and we can't grok it, we can't figure it out, we just push it aside. We say, it's too hard. Let's not work on it right now. And usually down the line when it comes up again, either it's easy then because we now have grown as a company, we have more resources, we have more ideas, more knowledge, or it's easier because at that point we have a bigger team, more people that can work on it. Or a lot of the times we realize it was the wrong problem to work on. And we should have never even attempted to work on that problem. So we have a simple life philosophy. Only work on things that are easy. Because if it's easy, you're productive, you're excited, you're motivated, you're inspired. You're going to be doing lots of awesome things. And it means you're the right person, it's the right time, it's the right approach to work on it. And I was just like, oh my fucking God, everything I've ever thought about entrepreneurship is wrong, right? And you know, that... that it, it,